You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic in Studio A with three special guests today to talk about a special evening with Edgar Allan Poe. So you probably have your interest piqued as to what that could be, and it's a lot of things. So we're going to speak with three different folks this morning to tell a little bit about this special concert in celebration of Poe's birthday, his 210th birthday, in fact. So Christopher, why don't we start with you? Could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about how you're involved?
All right. I'm Christopher Scott Leith. I've been an actor in around the country and in Marquette for a few years, and I got involved in this because Russell Thorburn, sitting next to me here, saw me in a play called Bug, and he said to me that I had the right combination of menace and glee for Edgar Allan Poe. I didn't know it, but at the time he was just getting started putting a show together for Poe's birthday, and since then we have put together quite a little deal, I think.
Excellent.
Yes, you are definitely the man in Bug, so there's no doubt. Here's Edgar right before me. I just had to ask.
I knew you looked familiar. I saw Bug as well, and that was quite, yeah, I can say the menace and glee, that's a great combination. So nice work in Bug, I must say.
Thank you. That was acting, however. I am a very nice man.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I can see it. Yeah. So going down the line, next we have Russell Thorburn. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're no stranger to public radio.
Well, poet, playwright, musician, and Edgar Allan Poe came to me in a dream, and so I thought, well, we have to have Edgar Allan Poe coming to Marquette in person, and so it just kind of unfolded with these, you know, I commissioned a couple of people to write songs, I wrote some songs. Edgar's shorter poems are really songs. I mean, so it was no big step to go in there and make them a musical composition. Like Dan Truckee does a beautiful job. El Dorado, Dylan Trost plays that, and it's kind of like a Bob Dylan-ish type of song. Ride to El Dorado, it's a chorus. I mean, it's like four stanzas long, very short and musical.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that and maybe the composition process, but let's also introduce our third guest here. So we have Becca. Can you introduce yourself for us, too?
Yes, I'm Rebecca McAllister. I'm a student at NMU, and I'm a mother, and I work in the community. I got introduced into the Edgar Allan Poe Project when we were assigned an assignment last spring semester.
So last spring semester, it was it an English endeavor? Was it an English class? Had to do with Edgar Allan Poe or his works?
So it had something to do with a book we were studying, and there was, we had to find something within our major that corresponded with the book. And my major is social work, so I went through it and found an Edgar Allan Poe poem, because poetry has always been a big passion of mine, and I related it to the book. And then from there, all of these wonderful ideas just started coming. Mm-hmm. So when I presented my project, Russell saw it, and he was able to run away with it. It was fantastic.
Wow.
And the things that have come from just that project alone, I can't wait.
That's wonderful. That's so cool to see something that started off in a classroom environment and just kind of expanded and flowered into another creative endeavor after that. That's wonderful.
Well, a big light bulb came on, and so, okay, Edgar Allan Poe, I had that in the back of my mind. Let's do something with Edgar Allan Poe. And it was Becca's presentation in my, what was it, 211 class, I think, that brought that all to light. So
yeah, so that was one of the first things. And had you also been thinking maybe in the back of your mind that, you know, Edgar Allan Poe's birthday is coming up as well, and maybe you wanted to do something, or was this the thing that kind of spurred this on?
Well, I wanted to, you know, some date in mind, and so I discovered, well, Edgar Allan Poe's birthday is, you know, January. Actually, I think it's the 19th, not the 16th.
Okay.
So I ran with that, and then, but also out in California, they celebrate Poe quite, you know, religiously and, you know, madly, probably.
Yeah. Do they have Burning Man for Poe out there or something? One of those kind of festivals. I don't know. But I can imagine that there's quite that kind of fandom that comes from his work. And, you know, there's a lot of creative people in town here in the Upper Great Lakes region that are interested in his work. And, you know, they might know just one or two, like as we were talking outside the studio and talking with Hans Ahlstrom as well. I'm not as familiar of all of his works. I definitely know The Raven and some of those other very classic works. What could people expect at this event, maybe familiar and unfamiliar?
Well, we certainly have decided to play a couple of the greatest hits, if you will. I'm going to be reading The Raven. It's one of my favorite poems. It was a poem that inspired me from a very young age to expand my creativity and look for different and strange things in art. But we've got quite a variety of performances. Mm-hmm. There are several people who have written original music, as Russ said, and the songs are absolutely beautiful and inspirational. There is, in fact, an original piece written by Russ himself where the words as well as the music are original. And then we have some good old-fashioned professors who come in and do straight old readings. And I feel like we touch on a lot of the different elements of Edgar Allan Poe quite nicely. And as Russ said, it really does lend itself to music. He has a very flowing language, lyricism perhaps, and a very dynamic storyteller. Poe wrote intentionally in little story units, and it makes wonderful little compartmentalized presentations.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that kind of compartmentalized work and everything, you'd mentioned earlier, Russ, about how some of his work almost unfolds like a song in a way with pieces that are set in certain ways. Maybe tell us a little bit about your compositional process or about any of the musical works we could expect and maybe how they relate to Poe's collection of his thoughts and the way that he creates things.
Okay, F major 7th for one. got me.
That's a good start.
through a dream within a dream. Mm-hmm. And so I just sat down at the piano, you know, with Poe's, you know, verses in front of me and composed a song, basically. His lyrics, you know, really speak of light and dark, you know, love and death, and so I mean, they're very dreamlike, very visionary, kind of, you know, almost like Sergeant Pepper-ish in a sense, because he's going out there with something new, really, I think, and so that newness is going to be what, you know, you will hear when you come to see this at, you know, Peter White Library.
Right.
I'd like to add something to that. It's important to know that Russ is a very competent improviser and inspirational improviser. A lot of our rehearsals, no, I mean it, like, he's laughing at himself, but a lot of our early rehearsals were like me just reading one of the poems and Russ dinking around on the piano with something that he had maybe in mind. And
oh yeah, your backyard this summer.
Yeah, right? I mean, we rehearsed outdoors, indoors, in studios, out of studios.
It was a sunny day.
It wasn't,
you know,
nervous.
It would only have,
it wasn't a sterile process.
The only thing we left
there
out is closets and hallways. But it was very inspirational for me. Like, I came to it pretty much from the poetry and performance angle where the words are the thing I would perform. Mm-hmm. And he even drew me in on a couple of the songs. I'm not a grand instrumentalist, but he found a way to pull me in. So Russ is very good at kind of massaging creativity towards a goal.
Mm, excellent, excellent. So you're a masseuse, and you're a, you're a creative masseuse. Maybe we'll say.
Well, I just bother people.
There you go. Yeah, creatively bothering, but also creatively maybe funneling some ideas into more of a directed focus. And we will say that this event is happening Wednesday, January 16th at 7 p.m., and it'll be at the Peter White Public Library at the Community Room. And I know this is also sponsored.
Yes, well, Peter White Library is very much behind this event. Without them, you know, it wouldn't have happened. They're doing the promotion, and it's sponsored by the Carol Paul Memorial Trust Fund. And so, you know, that's very good.
And I'm also just taking a look through the poster now. There's no cost for this event as well?
Admission is free. We'll have a dress rehearsal on January 15th, the night before. If you want to traipse down and see us in tatters and trying to assemble everything, that's not going to be like that at all.
Yeah. That might be like one of our rehearsals.
You know, sometimes as an audience member, I find it interesting to see the incomplete version, although I generally recommend that people go to the performance day.
Right, right. But folks are always interested in the behind the scenes as well, and that's kind of what we're talking about a little bit this morning, talking about an evening with Edgar Allan Poe, a little bit of the creative process leading up to this event and how we're going to be celebrating Edgar Allan Poe and his life and his work. And again, there's a long list of folks that are involved here, whether they're doing readings, they're doing music, or a combination of the two, or some other kind of creative endeavor as a part of this evening with Edgar Allan Poe. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to add about this process? We have just a few more minutes that we could add in anything else that you'd
yes,
like.
Yes, Ian Crane does some vocals to these compositions that I'm playing. And we rock out on a couple songs as well.
Yeah.
We have like a finale. Everybody plays and sings at the very end.
Yeah.
And
with the potential for sing-along, I think.
Yes.
I mean, I think a dream within a dream has a pretty good chorus.
Well, I'll be dreaming.
Well, if people know the lyrics or know the poetry, maybe they can join along and hear some of the chorus.
Well, it's all a dream within a dream.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Easy enough.
It's also interesting, I think we'll be debuting the new sound system at Peter White Public Library.
Yes, the new lighting system, the sound, I believe. And
right, so there's some relatively new equipment at Peter White Public Library that we, for whatever reason, get to be the first show to use. And so that's been really fun for us, too. We've got very competent sound when I first imagined the show, I didn't necessarily imagine we'd have dramatic lights, but the lights are pretty.
Very cool. That's another great reason to come out to an evening with Edgar Allan Poe, see the debut of some of the new system down at Peter White, and also celebrate Poe, his life, his work, and some great musical and creative endeavors. And again, we've been speaking with Christopher, Russell, and Becca this morning, all talking about an evening with Edgar Allan Poe. Thank you to all three of you this morning. Thanks
so
much.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So one of the things that I think is really interesting about Edgar Allan Poe is he wrote with an intense sense of his own mortality. And an example of that is at the beginning of Shadow, the parable, one of the stories. Ye who read are still among the living, but I who write shall have long since gone my way to the shadows. For indeed strange things shall happen and secret things be known. And when seen, there will be some who disbelieve, and some to doubt, and yet a few who will find much to ponder upon in the characters here graven.